Buildings and communities can be built in such a way that fires sweep through them, or better still, around them, leaving them more or less intact. Infrastructure can be made more resilient, and forests themselves can be managed to reduce the risk of catastrophic blazes. Start with the buildings. Most buildings burn not when the flaming front of a fire reaches them, but when embers, also called firebrands, thrown off by distant fires, land on them. A 2010 paper tracked how a 1991 fire in Oakland Hills burned steadily in a cluster of houses before embers were lifted by strong winds, landing on other houses hundreds of meters away and igniting more than a dozen new spot fires. Estimates of the share of buildings lost to firebrands vary, but all are large, between 60% and 90%. Clever design can help make buildings resistant to fires that spread in this way. Materials such as concrete, adobe, or stucco are a better bet than cladding walls in flammable wood. Some composite panels promise to hold back the flames for 2 hours or more. Gaps under roofs can be blocked up to stop embers drifting in. Vents can be covered with mesh or eliminated entirely. Heat-resistant windows, which are less likely to break, help keep firebrands out. Experts recommend a 5-foot non-combustible zone around the base of homes. Neighborhoods can be toughened up too. In a report published in April, Dr. Moritz and his colleague Van Bustick at the University of California in Berkeley describe how entire communities can be planned to resist fires. Building near water is one tactic, but moats are not the only defense. Open agricultural lands, including the vineyards common in the Napa Valley, can offer a useful buffer too. Even golf courses can serve as firebreaks. Rather than lining the greens with homes, Dr. Morris suggests doing the opposite and putting houses in the middle. Burying electricity lines can help avoid blackouts as well as subsequently costly rebuilding. It can also prevent power lines themselves sparking fires. That is a persistent problem in California and one which has cost Pacific Gas and Electric, a utility, billions in settlements. Australia, which also suffers from wildfires, has experimented with bunkers, especially designed to withstand flames for an hour or more, long enough for a flaming front to move through. These offer a last resort option for trapped residents.